What's the little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells terrible?
That's polecat or civet cat. They both smell.
All right. Is there a difference or are they the same?
There's a difference in their color. The scent is not different, but their difference in the color. A polecat has specks. They have nice fur on them.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to skin one to see the fur because it smells strong to them. That all the way that you can kill ones for dogs to tree one and shoot it dead. And, but if the dog fights it, gets it mad, why it smells so strong that you can't do anything with it. Dogs can't smell after they fight one.
For goodness sake. Well, what does a civet cat look like?
Well, they're black with white stripes, three white stripes down their back.
And they don't have specks the way a polecat
has? No, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Solid colors on the stripe.
All right. What do you call the little creature that's about this big and it hops along the ground?
Toad frog. Okay. Or bullfrog. Difference in them. A toad frog stays on dry land. Bullfrog stays in deep waters or around water.
All right. what do you call a smaller one that lives up in trees and makes a chirping noise?
That's a tree frog.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Red worm.
Okay. What do you call very large worms that are used for bait? Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime?
Grasshopper.
Well, this is one that flies around.
Well, I misunderstood her.
Yeah, I'm not reading these things as well as maybe I ought to. What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over ponds or lakes? They vary in size, but they're usually about that long, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. But I've heard their name called, but I can't think of it right now.
All right. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it looks like a wasp, and some people say it doesn't sting?
It's a dirt dauber.
What do you call nuts that ripen under the ground?
Peanuts.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy what his father?
Sausage.
Okay. Now let's see. If a boy's behavior is like his father's, you'd say that the boy what his father?
Well, he'd be sausage.
Okay. Let's see, what do you call a woman who helps a child birth, somebody who's not a nurse?
Virgin! Louise! Yes, Virgin's down here. Oh, you sure?
I don't know.
All right. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Country dude.
Okay. Now, if a city person, let's see, if a country person comes to the city, they might call him a country dude. Now, if a city person comes to the country, what would the country people call him behind his back?